So we will start the fourth parak, beginning on the bottom of Lama Beis, Amun Beis. Says the Mishnah the following: Ein bein hamudar hana mechavero lamudar hemenu maicho ela drusas haregel vekelim shein osim behen ochanefesh. If this mission looks familiar to you, it's quoted in the Gemara in Megillah, where the Gemara in Megillah has a number of ein beins in a row. It's originally from here. So there is no distinction between a person who takes a neder that they won't get benefit from their friend, as opposed to someone who says, I won't get benefit from his food. So there's two different types of neders. One of them, I'm not going to benefit from you at all, or I'm not going to get benefit from your meichel. What is the distinction? So the nafkamina between saying no benefit at all and not getting benefit from Michael is drisus haregel, right, being able to walk through the person's property, the kalim shein osim behen ochanefesh, or utensils, etc., with which a person doesn't make food. Meaning, if I just got regular, we'll take a look at the rod on the right side. Ein bein amudar hana v'chulei el drisus haregel shamudar hana. If I said I'm not getting any benefit at all, I can't even walk through your chatzer. But in someone who just says I can't get benefit from your food, your chatzer is not food, so I could walk through your backyard. Fine. The kelim shein osin behenu chanefesh, the sharu b'mudar meichel, kol shein maskirin kayotze behem. We're going to talk about kibbutz fayish. The Gemara is going to explain more. Right? So again, so a person who takes the neder not to get a benefit from the person's food, so then as long as I'm going to borrow something that people don't typically rent out, we'll see what that means. If I borrow something that doesn't typically get rented out, so that's going to be permissible by a mudar meichel. If I'm a mudar hana, I can't get any benefit at all. So borrowing from you is not going to work. Who cares that it gets rented out if it's about food? Presumably the point is that if it's something that typically gets rented out and I get to use it for free, so I'm getting a certain benefit. And the presumption is that extra benefit, the money I'm saving by not having to rent it from you, I can use for food. And so we're going to see already that the definition of food is already pretty wide, right? If I get some benefit, and that benefit could be used for food, that's already already pretty wide, but fine. But that's what you're allowed. That's so far the different distinctions. Okay, so number one, drisus haregel. Number two, kalim that you don't typically use for ochan nefesh. And now we're explaining that even that you don't get that aren't typically rented out. Continues the Mishnah. Hamudar meichel mechavero. Lo yashilanu nafa v'kivra v'rechayim v'tanur. A person who takes a neder not to get benefit from a person's food, so they also cannot borrow the person's sif that they use for flour, their kivra that they use, their sif they use for grain, their rechayim, which is their mill, or their tanur, their oven. Aval mashilo chaluk v'tabas v'talis unizamim. But you can lend to that person, that person can borrow a shirt, a ring, a talis, or rings. Those are all permissible. Presumably the point is that the first set of items are used for food preparation. So that's already considered like borrowing food, or getting food benefit. And the other items are not used in any way for food preparation, and that's why they're considered general benefit, which is permissible. So the Ran, wants to understand about what's going on and what he needs this for. So says the Ran, Lo yashilanu nafa v'kivra v'chayim v'tanur. Itzrich lebisnei hanu. I have to explain these why. I have to list them. Ki hichi de lo teisa gadaitin. You shouldn't think, mistakenly, dechi amark de kelim sha'osin behen ocha nefesh asiri nami b'mudar meichel hanemile kedera. And you might think, if I say food kelim, that's like the pots you use to cook. Right? Um, Or the spit you used to actually roast the items on, avahani gorim the gorim, right? These are like already further away, right? This is already quite a distance, right, from actually being usable food. I would think they would be mutter, but mutter meicha. So kamash malan, you see from here that's not true, right? So even these much further away, further removed items from the actual eating, those are still included. Fine. So says the Rani, Gemara, Shakli, Vatari, the Gemara go back and forth. Iashmin Rabusa Bahani Olav. Is this really something important? Or rather, Elatininhu Agavresha? I mean, it seemed to be pretty obvious, right? I can borrow your ring. Okay, yeah, I get it. It has nothing to do with food. So why would I even have the Havamina that these are not included, other than these are included in the Neder? So we'll have to see if it's really necessary. Maybe it's just there for balance in the Mishnah, right? Sometimes the Mishnayos are just written in a way that gives them balance. I don't really need this information. So we'll see. Fine. Okay, says the Mishnah. Mantana, who is the author of this Mishnah? So Amar Adar Bar Ava, Rabbi Eliezer here. I'll tell you who it is. It's Rabbi Eliezer. Why is it Rabbi Eliezer? The sign because Rabbi Eliezer holds. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afilu Vitor, Asar Bemudar Hana. Rabbi Eliezer holds that in a situation where a person is a mudar hana, you can't even use vitor. What does that mean, vitor? Says the Ram, vitor. So first of all, the Ram explains, what does it mean, mantan, which part? Right, the author, which part? So the mudar hana, asr bedris zarega. Right, so the idea that the person who is a mudar hana can't even walk through your backyard or walk through your chatzer. So who holds that? That's that intense. So it has to be Rabbi Eliezer because he asks even vitor. What does that mean? Masha darkin shamochrim levater lelochin shemosifa lehen kishalochim peros echad oshnayim. I feel the osa vitor aser b'mudarna. So let's say I'm buying, whatever. I'm buying apples from a person, and I buy 25 apples. And they give me two extra. Right. So that's called vitor. So that is.
Baker,
very good, exactly. An extra one, just for, whatever. Right, so that Rabbi Eliezer holds, even that's asar. Because again, to purchase the items, you might argue, is not necessarily hana. Why? It's like you buy them at the price is a reasonable price and it's not getting a good deal, etc. I mean, the seller's not going to get a good deal. So he's just trying to get rid of whatever he has, etc. So that those scenarios, I'm not getting necessarily. He's not getting a benefit. I'm not getting a benefit from selling it to you, or the opposite, or buying it from you. But nevertheless, Rabbi Eliezer holds if he adds something, even a small amount, that's going to be hana. So of afagav da have zvidi derami al ape, which we constantly talked about before. And even though it's going to be a sale that's like totally unbalanced, hilkach, and therefore. The fact that he asers adding the small amount, so hilkach juices are regal aser, so that's why juices are regal, it's also aser. Afagav the lokapte ba inshi aser b'mudana. Even though people don't usually care, an extra apple, extra few blueberries, whatever it is, people don't care about that. Nevertheless, if we're asering here, it must be, so that's Rabbi Eliezer who holds like that. Avar rabbanan the pligi alei sarve kodokoicha de lo aser alav elahana aso ki hagavna lo mikre hana. They came the midi the lo kapte ba inchehu ein ze kari hanen mechaver. So the Rabbanan disagreed with Rabbi Eliezer. They hold anytime it's a hana that people don't care about, so that's not called hana. So if it's some small thing that most people they don't care, so that's not going to be something that's considered hana, because the fact that it doesn't matter to me means that you're not really taking anything from me. So that would be according to Rabbanan. Fine. So, but the bottom line is, so this the author who the Tana holds that Jesus are regals, that's Rabbi Mudar Hanah, that's Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Hamudar Maicha Mechavero Lo Yashi Lanov Bechule. So says the Gemara, Vaha Min Maichal Nadar. Meaning, why are you telling me that if I'm a Mudar Maichal, I can't borrow a sieve or a mill or an oven? Okay, that's not the thing that I took the nether on. The nether was food, right? So what's happening here? Take a look at the rod all the way now. Drop down. Ha min ha meichal. Now there's like five lines up in the skinny lines. Why should this be aser? I took a letter about food. So what's happening here? So I'm Rav Shimon Malakish, Rav Shimon Malevi. Ba'omer hanas ma'achalcha alai. Okay, so you're right. It can't just be you were mudar mehemenu meichel. You didn't just say I'm not getting benefit from food, but you said I'm taking a nether from any of your hanas ma'achalcha. That I'm taking a nether from that. Okay, what does that mean? Says the Ran, the Amar Hanas Ma'achal Alai, the Kivin Shahosif Amar Hanas Ma'achal, Hare Aser Al Atzmo Kol Masha Gorim Oso, Vikari Le Ma'achal Cha, meaning you're calling it your food, but it's like sort of like your food production, right? More than it is just your food. Mishum de Begramas Hana Shalo Hu Mitukan, right? Because it's your food production that causes this, that causes this item to be Aser to me. Because the assumption at this point is that without that, that's not going to be called Hanas Meichel. Fine. So that's what Shim Levi says. So no problem. Hanas Machacha Alai. That's the language. Instead of just Mudar Mimen Meichel. Okay. So it says the Gemara, Ema Shlo Yilos Chitin V'yitin Amakaso. So if that's true, then I could say that the person isn't able to take grain, wheat grain, and chew it and put it on his, on his wound, let's say, right? Meaning he's not using the food for, sustenance, but he's using it for, refuah. Take a look at the round. Ve'emash lo yilos chitim v'yitin al gabi makah. So, meaning, da'anas meichal lo mashma, ela shalo yehana meguf ha'meichal, atzmo. Ve'lasor afilu hanas ha'meichal amar, Hanas ma'achacha v'akasi lishteri, meaning you said, according to the first approach, right? You said mudar mimenu meichel. So according to that, it's like, I can't get better from your food. So what does that mean? I also can't use avino. Right? Avino is barley or whatever it is, right? Oatmeal, right? So like, right? That's on your body. So hanas meichel. So I can't use your. So avino is maybe a bad example because that's actually, it's reconstituted or whatever. But the point being, Hanas Meichel tells me I can't use your food for any benefit. So that would tell me I can't chew it and put it on my body. But now you're telling me it's like food production. So now all of a sudden you're trying to expand the items that become usher. But actually by doing so, maybe you've actually shrunk some of the examples because now I could actually get some benefit from your food as long as it's not part of food production. Yeah? So this doesn't necessarily work, right? This is now, you've now found an opening for certain things that are now mutter, which you're trying to expand the things that are usher. So that's not going to work. So Amar Papa, no. So I'll explain more. Sak lahavi peros v'cham, sorry. Amar Rava, sorry, Amar Rava. Ba'omer hana hamevia lidei ma'achacha alai. Okay, so Rav says, no, what you said is, I'm not going to get hana that comes, that brings you to food. So that's going to all be forbidden to me. Okay? So take a look at the Ran. He's going to explain different approaches to explain what this actually means. He says, Ikamanda Amar, Dechi Agave Aser Bein Beliz Aschitim, Agave Makaso, Bein Benaf of the Kibra. Right? So some are going to explain, which would be a reasonable answer, that what this language does is it expands it, which is kind of what we were saying before. That now both the chewing of the, getting a non-eating benefit from food would be usher, and an eating benefit would be usher. Right? Expands it to cover both. But the Ran doesn't like that. Ve'ei no'achli. I don't like that. The bechlal hana ha'mevili de meichal lo mashman asin eschitim lo asim agave makaso. Because he says, it doesn't really seem to answer that problem. Why? Because the language of hana hamivia lidei meichel still sounds like what? Food. It's or eating benefit, right? Benefit from eating, right? It brings me to something that is food that I'm going to eat.
The exclusion medical benefit.
Right. Sounds like it. Right. Ve'ein noachli the bechol hana hamivia lidei meichel lo mashim nesin eschitim lo asim agavi makaso. Doesn't seem like it's going to include that. Elahachi havi piska de milsa. This is what it means. Di nadar mi meichel, if I take a neder just from food, eino aser ela ba'achila bevad. Right? So if I take a neder from eating, that aser is only eating. Umutar b'chol davar acher, and I can do anything else. Amar hanas ma'achalcha alai. If you say it, just say hanas ma'achalcha. This is our second, right? There's three stages here. Just hanas ma'achal. Just neder from Michael is only an Isra Achila. Okay. But I can do anything else. Hanas ma'achal cha'alai aser ba'achila ve'asal lo l'schitim. Agav makaso. If I say hanas ma'achal cha'alai, I'm asering actually eating and the other medical benefit from chewing it. Aval lish'ol mimenu naf v'kibra shari, but to borrow other items would be mutter. So Amar Hana Hamivia Lide Maichal Alai Aser Beachila Veasal Dishon Nafa Vekivra Miu Lilo Schitim Velitin Agav Makaso Shari. So, but the language of Hana Hamivia Lide Maichal. So he argues that's going to Aser eating and the barring the sieve and the mill, etc. But it's going to allow the chewing of chitim and putting on your maka. But that's what he thinks. What the Ran thinks is how you explain this. The only challenge with the Ran is that that's true. How do you explain the flow of the Gemara? Right, because the Gemara was bothered by the initial answer. Right, what the Gemara said was, I thought it was just a nether from food. So what do you mean? Nafa v'kivra v'rechaim v'tanur. Answer is, right, hanas machacha alai. No problem. Hanas machacha alai, and that's going to include these items. But then the Gemara says, "But if that's true, then again, it sounds like the Gemara is going to say, if that's true, and this is what probably those who disagree with the Ram would say, right? If that's true, then what about chewing the weed and using your maka? And the Gemara answers, "Okay, no problem. Hanas hamivi alidei maicha, hamivi alidei maicha alai." So sounds like that should be answering for the medical benefit piece, right? So that's presumably why the Amar says exactly what it says, because that's the progression in the Gemara. According to Ron, you have to, I don't think he actually has the language switched in terms of the progression of the Gemara. But that's how he wants to read it. But I think, I find it a little difficult to understand exactly what the Ron means in that point. I'm just wondering if... Take a look at the Mefarish on the second line on the top. Ve'ema, is your name? He says, "My hanas ma'achacha shelo yilos chitim shelo v'yitin agabe makaso v'hainu nami hanas ma'achalcha v'akasi amay lo yashilenu nafa v'kivra." Right. So it sounds like the Mefarish is reading the other way. Right. What he's saying is, I don't get it. If you said hanas ma'achalcha alai, right? But if that's true, I understand. Well, yeah. Well, he's reading. This is how the Mefarish is reading this. And maybe it's the same as the Ran. I think it's a little different. But I think with the Mefarish is saying as follows. We said, Ma'achal Zasar, fine. And we said it includes pots and pans, or, enough of a kibra, etc. But we said, wait a second, you just said you can't have food, right? I just go, but no better from food. So Shem Levi says, no problem. Hanas ma'achal chalai. That's what he said. So Ema. So the Gemara responds, "Ema shlo yilos chitim v'yitin al makaso." What about the chewing the wheat and putting on your maka? So look at the Rat in the Mefarish. "My hanas machacha." What does it mean? "Hanas machacha shlo yilos chitin shalom." Meaning, when you say "hanas machacha," that's nice. I can't get benefit from your food, right? But that means that I can't I'm also, it includes not getting benefit in general from your food, even if that's physical, even if that's physical benefit, which isn't eating, right? But it still has left me, right, without an answer for enough of a kivra. So the third answer is, no problem, hamavili de machachalai, things that get you there, right? And that means enough of a kivra, etc., right? And that's why, now it says I can't borrow those things. So it would sound like that's that third answer gets rid of all of them, right? It would sound like that. Unless the way to read it, the other possibility is that no, it's fine. The mission never talked about chewing the wheat, and it's not bothering that. And that's the other possibility and it's what the Ran means also. At the end of the day, you're right. If it's hanas machachalai, you are asering the using it as a medicine, but that's not what the mission talked about. So that doesn't help me. So the answer is okay. So you know what? Let's go with the third answer, which is over hanas hamevil de maichal, which means even enough of a kivra, etc. But you're right. It's not going to include. You could still use it as medicine, and that would talka wouldn't be aser. Which I think maybe that's what the Ran meant also. Does that make sense? I think that's probably what that's what they probably both mean. Good. Yes, that makes sense now. The concern, we don't have to knock at all three. What we're concerned with is the case the mission had. Yeah, and that's why. Okay, good. Okay. Let's keep going. Okay, Amra Papa. Sak lavi peros, v'chamor lavi alav peros. So what if I said, what about the bag that you bring the peros in, or the chamor to bring peros on it, v'afilu tzana ba'alma, hana ha'mevil de maichavi. Right, and even the tzana, which is just a basket, they use it. All of those are hana hamivyele meicho. Fine, so those are all included. Right, those are all in this process. Okay, so by Rav Papa, sus lirkovalov v'tabas leros ba maho. But what about a horse to ride on? For what purpose? To get to your dinner, right? To get to the meal, right? Or a ring. To wear, why? Because by wearing the ring, you're going to be seen as chashuv and you're going to be able to be fed at the meal. So these are already like much further along, right? You know, much more extended examples of it's for eating? Not really for eating, right? So what are you going to do? So nifsik umezel be'aramai, right? What happens if nifsik be'mezel be'ara? I'll just take a look at the Ran first. Says the Ran, we're on the third widest line. Meaning, but why do we do examples? The bag that carried in. Because maybe I'll say it's the process of creating the food. But once the food's ready, there's the thing you carried in isn't going to count. So avala havi al elav hamaycha bilva besak v'chamor shari kamashvul and Rav Papa. No, those are essential for the selling of the items. That's still going to be included. Sana is a sal, it's a basket. Suster kovala v'tabas le'ros ba mifsik umezo ba'aremai. Demi arminan nihi the hakravas hamaychal ilav mikre hana hamivdiel le'maychal. Afilo hachi lahakriv atzmo le'maychal. Right? Ke mifsak umezo ba'are. Kedeshi shiya sham mehera. Right? Lav hana hamivdiel le'maychal hi the shiny hasim sha'asa ba'maychal atzmo. I mean, these are not things that you do with the food. These are things that you do to bring yourself to the food. And because of that, they're going to give you a lot of food. Right? That sounds like it's a lot further removed, and maybe you shouldn't be allowed to. Those shouldn't count. So Tashma answers the Gemara. Ava mash ilo chaluk vitalis. Nizamim vitabos. Right, so the Gemara gave the Mishnah said the following things are permissible. Right, you can give him clothing and rings, etc. So what does that mean? Ile meshalole ros ben tzrichlamimar. If it's just stam to borrow a ring, has nothing to do with going to a suda. So then what are you teaching me for? What's the chiddush? Alav afilule ros ben. So it must be the purpose of teaching it to me is to teach me that it's something that has to do with going to a suda. I'm going to a tuxedo to wear at the state dinner, whatever. It's something special for this meal, right? And nevertheless, it says ketani mashilo. It says you can lend it to him. So what do you see? It's definitely not included, right? And the things are different. So therefore, it sounds like those things are totally permissible and would not be included. It says Gemara, no, lo La'olam shelo le'raos. Not a ring of this. It's not to wear a chashuv ring so you'll get invited to this dinner and get food. That's not what it's about. So why then is it included? And this is what we mentioned earlier. Va'ai dekatani resha lo yashilenu tanasefa mashilo. Since we had an examples of things you can't lend, the Mishnah also gives examples of things that you can lend. Even though the things you can lend is not really a chiddush. It's obvious. But nevertheless, it gives those examples to kind of balance out the Mishnah. But don't make a diuk from the fact that it included those items that, you know, that if indeed, for whatever reason, the person was borrowing it for the purpose of getting into a special meal to get food, that it wouldn't include. No, maybe it could include. Be included, and the Ron points out that in halacha, by the Rav Papa lo ishida. What's happening here is simply we don't have an answer. We don't know for sure, and therefore a machmir. Right? So if there's a concern that maybe the item the person is borrowing is in any way related to the even getting you to the food, so that would be included in this nether. We'll stop here. We'll pick up next week. No, tomorrow with the next mission.